to listen, you have to let go of thinking. And then contemplate a state of mind which is not looking or seeking anything, so you're just allowing sounds to come to you, so you're receptive listening. Even in that little suggestion, you quite often just notice how much anticipation there can be in the mind, looking for something, trying to get something. So the mind's very, it's attentive, but it's available. You're just letting things come to you. So listen. Watchful and available. So that's the platform, and from that, establish the base of your posture. So feel the sit bones, the thighs, the feet, the ankles, feel all of that. Make that nice and wide, nice and grounded, nice and stable. Make that the base, feel the base of your posture. So watchful, available still works. You're still open, listening. And within that, you're noticing the base of the posture. So nice and stable. If you're sitting on a chair, get your feet nice and stable. Balance, get a sense of balance. If you're getting sleepy on the chair, come forward on the chair, get off the back. And then come up your spine, rise up your spine, sit through the spine right to the top of the head. And the shoulders are nice and open. And the chin slightly tucked in. So you're solid on the ground, rising through the spine. So you can kind of listen to the body, you can let the body be feeling. The hands and arms are relaxed and the face is soft. So what are your eyes doing now? Are the eyes in tension? So watchful, available, knowing the body, but not with any kind of desire to get anything else. Just, this is what the body feels like. Just that. Now use that rising posture to deal with dullness of mind. Because dullness of mind is preoccupation, you're not available. So if you find a lot of dullness, then use the spine. That's your object of meditation, your spinal column. Stay with that. Back of the neck, nice and tall. Work from the hara, from the base, all the way up. So something like dullness, that you can see that's where attention gets preoccupied. Okay, so how could I remain available through the hindrance of dullness? How can I remain mindful of dullness itself? And so you do that through the body, bringing attention down from the brain into the body. So just try this now, we'll do a little bit of breathing and stretching of spine, which is a kind of classic way to deal with dullness of mind. So the platform is just a kind of stability of awareness. And then the effort now, the intention is to just generate some energy up the spine. So begin to breathe deeply. Long breath in, long breath out. So establish a kind of long and deep breath. And you'll find that when you start thinking, then your breath will become shallow. So long breath in, long breath out. Mind is open, attentive. Long breath in, long breath out. Stay with the long breath. Again, notice when you start dulling out, going into thought, your breath will become shallow. So you have to sustain this now. So what you're doing is just sustaining effort, not to become, but just to stay present. So long breath in, long breath out, stay with that. And then we'll stretch the spine. So on the out breath, take the upper half of the spine through the neck. So long breath in, long breath out, stretch upwards through the neck, through the top of the head to the ceiling. Long breath in, long breath out, stretching upwards. Let's do that a few times. You feel your shoulders opening, maybe your vertebrae popping. Really, really solid. Stretch. Long breath in, long breath out, stretching upwards. Quite a vigorous thing. Learn to hold the stretch. Chin slightly tucked in. And then we'll do the downward, long breath in, long breath out, pushing downwards into the floor from the hara through the base of the spine. Long breath in, long breath out, pushing downwards. So it's quite extreme, and that's what you need to do sometimes if you get a lot of dullness. Long breath in, long breath out, downwards. And then both ways, long breath in, long breath out, stretching up and down. And you feel the stretch. Long breath in, long breath out, stretching. And then normalize the posture, keep with a long breath. Long breath in, long breath out. Still watchful, available. Now find a way of breathing which is not too shallow, which is comfortable, but it has some vigor in it. So you're actually feeling the breath. So it's got a comfortable breath, but it has some vitality in it. The breath will become more subtle, but in the beginning it's just helpful just to have something more obvious. Okay, so now we're using the breath as a way of being watchful and available. We're not trying to get anything. Breath is what's going on. We're watchful, available, one breath at a time. There's no sense of trying to get anything or get rid of anything. It's for one out-breath, attentive, watchful, available, right from the beginning to the end. And then when your attention gets preoccupied with something, planning or fantasizing, then notice that preoccupation. Awaken the mind, make that step very conscious, listen, very clear, away from thought. Come into the body. And sustain that listening consciousness for a breath at a time. So no anticipation, non-anticipation, or noticing anticipation. Just completely attentive or awake or available, one breath at a time.